The very first song you heard was The Happy Bullets from the Vice and Virtue Ministry. Now, we're joined in the studio by them. They're a Dallas band that's played everything from art openings and bicycle happenings to makeout parties and even full-on rock shows. You just heard the Vice and Virtue Ministry, and their next album, Hydro Panic at the Natatorium, will be out soon. So they're called The Happy Bullets. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, okay, tell us who you are and what you do, what you play.
I'm Josh McKibben. I play trumpet and guitar, a little bit of bass.
I'm Jason Roberts. I play guitar and keyboards.
And James Porter and the percussion drums.
All right. So what exactly is a Happy Bullet?
We've had different reasons for why our name exists, but one we've kind of returned to quite a bit is that my wife and I live in Oak Cliff, and when we first moved there, we kept hearing gunfire at night, and we would wonder, like, is someone being murdered? And then eventually we tell neighbors and say, those are just happy bullets. That's nothing, really, so...
So how did you guys get together?
It started with the one member that's not here, is a co-songwriter named Tim Rubel. He and I worked at a art place together, and while we were there, he was playing a Minder CD, which is a band that's on the Elephant Six label, and we were big fans of. And I didn't know anybody. We were in Carrollton at the time. I thought, I don't know anybody else in Carrollton that would own this record, so we have to form a band. And then I pulled my wife in as well, because I could never seem to keep a bass player around for more than a few months. So I taught her, and then we met Josh with his band, the Upside Downers. And later on, James came on board with Tadaz.
All right. Well, would you like to play a song for us? We'd love to hear one.
Sure. This is a song called Shanghai. It's from. It's going to be on the new record. And here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I felt you creeping like a landslide. You captured me when my hands were tied and couldn't find my way home. Tanqueray, I shouldn't drink, but I'm in a state of desperation. Your temperament has got me chilled to the bone. Oh, I'm on a boat on a stream in the middle of a dream. When there's sharp rocks up ahead, there's a drop off to the left. I think I'm headed for that cliff. No, oh. Cushion footnote, you can be my concubine, quote unquote, but I still don't think that it's right. They do, you're biting off more than you can chew. I bet you thought you had a parachute. I bet you thought you could fly. Fly, there's some tracks out in the back with the steam train rolling fast. And I'm tied up on the rails, it's either this hell, my choice is obvious as well. Cause when the rain fell, nothing ever seemed to grow. And now the cloud, a purple shade of indigo. And you've got nobody else to blame, except me, the month of May. Of course we live on a floodplain, and she's mad at the world. If I could leave, I'd find somewhere else to go. Maybe Kansas, Canada, or Mexico. But I can't crawl the oven. My courage quickly came and went. She's probably omnipresent. I'm so mad at the world. That it's right. They do, you bite off more than you can chew. I bet you thought you had a parachute. I bet you thought you could fly. Fly, there's some tracks out in the back with a steam chain rolling fast. When I'm tied up on the rails, it's either this hell. My choice is obvious as well. Now, cause when the rain fell, nothing ever seemed to grow, and now the sky's turned a purple shade of indigo, and you've got nobody left to blame, except me, the mud, the month of May. Of course we live on a floodplain, and she's mad at the world. If I could leave, I'd find somewhere else to go, maybe Kansas, so mad at the world.
That's the Happy Bullets, Shanghai. Nice song, guys.
Thank you.
Very good.
Much.
Very moving. I like that.
I missed a lyric there. That's all right. Live radio.
So tell us about the campaign to make Dallas a happier place for bike riders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I went to Portland with some friends, and we looked around, and I had started a group called the Oak Cliff Transit Authority to try to revive the streetcar in Oak Cliff. And as kind of a side product, project, I said, well, we should be doing bicycling as well, and met with some friends, former NPR host Catherine Cuellar and Holly Jefferson, Ian Parsons, Jeremy Ordaz. We all got together and said, what can we do to start advocating more to get people bicycling in the city like you see in cities like Portland or Chicago? And so we kind of loosely organized over beers at the Quinn in Oak Cliff, and a year later, we've got these amazing fun group rides that we do. We've got one coming November 22nd called the Tweed Ride, where you can dress up like you're a British aristocracy or somebody from the from the 1920s. So that's coming up. But we've had a lot of fun, a lot of success with it. We had a Bike to City Hall day, and we had several council members take part, and that was a lot of fun.
Did you bike here today?
I biked here, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the Vice and Virtue Ministry about?
Well, okay, I heard the name during the Iraq War. I heard there was some group in Afghanistan called the Vice and Virtue Ministry, and I thought it sounded like the most pompousy kind of British school you could ever come up with, so I wrote a song based on that name.
It's actually very Monty Python-like.
Yeah, and we are very big fans of, I think, British humor and sensibilities. So.
All right, so, okay, well, would you play another song for us?
Sure.
What are we going to hear this time?
This song is one that we did. We did a makeout video for that's still being ready. Anyways, it's called I'm in Love with You. 1, 2, 3, 4. We crash out on the carpet, string all of your records on the floor. And while Serge Gainsbourg sings Bonnie and Clyde, you worry, do I seem a bore? And we creep around the questions that you politely can't ignore. And you'll cover your hands to your head and exclaim, I'm afraid that I might want more. And the truth is I'm exploding. Subtlety is not my specialty. If you took a look inside my head, you'd probably be aghast at what you'd see. Nervously you're asking if I feel the same. Well, I'm trying not to scream. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Yeah, you're in love with me too. And when our worlds they collide, well, I'm fit to be tied. And if everyone died, I would scream. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Yeah, you're in love with me too. And I don't care if it's wrong or it's right to break down, but I felt it from every church pew. Oh, oh, oh. Begins to wane, and you'll try to remember the words to a song that are lodged at the end of our brains. And we'll creep around the silence until the small talk starts to stall. And you'll try to pretend there's no means to an end, and there's nothing to break this fall. Well, the truth is I'm exploding. Subtlety is not my specialty. If you took a look inside my head, you'd probably be aghast at what you see. Nervously you're asking if I feel the same. Well, I'm trying not to scream. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Yeah, you're in love with me too. And when our worlds they collide, well, I'm fit to be tied. And if everyone died, I would scream. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Yeah, you're in love with me too. And I don't care if it's wrong or it's right to break down, but I felt it from every church pew. Even if the sun tomorrow, all the atmosphere withdrew, and then the Russians launched a full-scale war, and we faced impending doom. While the paratroopers all corralled us, I'd make sure everybody knew. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Yeah.
The Happy Bullets live on KXT 91.7. Nice, guys. The song that shall go unnamed for now, correct?
That's right.
So, Jason, I got to say one thing. That's, and this isn't a slam, but that's not the most expensive guitar, is it?
No, this is a Hohner. I typically play very cheap instruments.
Yeah. That's very, that's very brave. There's a lot of snobs go, I can't believe he's not playing a Martin.
No. I do have one nice electric guitar. It's a Gretsch, but I usually play a Dan Electro, which is maybe a $200 guitar.
He'll never let us bring it out.
You're breaking new ground.
That's right.
Thank you.
I break guitars regularly, so that's
The Happy Bullets, you can catch them at the Cavern on December 4th, right?
And December 4th.
The Rorschach Gallery in Oak Cliff on December 5th.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, guys. It was great.